This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Smoky conditions are reducing visibility all along the Front Range today. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the haze is coming from wildfires in southwest Colorado and Arizona.
A good portion of the smoke is coming from the East Canyon Fire west of Durango, a 2,500-acre fire that's currently 1% contained. The smoke is spread across the Front Range, though Colorado Springs is likely facing the worst visibility. Eric Peterson is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Pueblo. He says air quality is a moderate concern, but the real worry is the danger for more fires.
We're really dry out there today, so any activity that could start a fire is really unwise today and would be best to be avoided.
He says a cold front and winds coming out of the north beginning Wednesday night should improve air conditions. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Amtrak is cutting daily service on two rail lines through Colorado to three times a week because of the pandemic. Glenwood Springs Mayor Jonathan Godis says cutting the Southwest Chief and the California Zephyr would further hurt tourism.
People from all over the country use that Zephyr line to get to Glenwood and to recreate, including my own mother. And so it'll be really disappointing if those cuts go through.
Amtrak says ridership is down 90% across the country. The cuts will take effect in the fall. Coming up on the program, a food historian talks about the decision by Quaker Oats to discontinue the Aunt Jemima brand, named after a racist stereotype. And Montana is open to tourists, dropping a 14-day quarantine requirement for visitors. But the Blackfeet Reservation, which borders Glacier National Park, will maintain restrictions on tourists. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And coming up also, we find that a land and war conservation bill pushed by Republican Cory Gardner passed the Senate today. Activists have long said Gardner does not do enough to protect the environment. He says his record is not going to please everyone.
So if they're interested in genuine policy and genuine results, I think this has been an incredible collaboration. If they're interested in politics, they will never be happy with what I do.
CPR's Washington reporter Caitlin Kim will have our story in 10 minutes here on CPR News. 93 in Denver, 73 in Vail, 98 in Pueblo.